Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steven Strasburg made a rehab start in A-plus ball last night. Bryce Harper is injured but expected to return this season. Michael Taylor is back. Players heading in all directions. Let's get the latest on the Nats from Charlie Slows. And remember, Scott McLuhan, former GM of the Washington Redskins, joins us at 1 coming up in about 12 minutes on Grant and Danny. At 1 o'clock, we'll be giving away another pair of tickets to come hang out with us and to hang out with Kirk Cousins on Sunday afternoon. Charlie, thanks so much for a few moments. Great news yesterday, it seems like, with Strasburg's outing going as well as it did. He made it sound like he could be back this weekend. Would that surprise you?
No, it wouldn't, especially I know he'd want to pitch in San Diego if possible, his hometown. I think this is right on schedule for what the Nationals had talked about, what Mike Rizzo had talked about early last week, that thought Strasburg would be back in about a two-week time frame. So that would put it right about that if he pitches over the weekend in San Diego. And, you know, he's felt fine for a while. They made sure that this was all gone before they ramped him up. And again, just taking everything with the amount of caution that they can with the lead that they have.
Hey, Charlie, speaking of surprises, I can't overstate. It just seems like it's just folding into the fabric of this season, like it's just a normal thing, that Edwin Jackson, who's been with a million organizations and got cut by Baltimore, who's more desperate for starting pitching than I am for a donut right now, is somehow shoving. The idea that Edwin Jackson is just a major league pitcher just every fifth day going to a 3-3 ERA, it's just remarkable. But it just seems to be just, of course, what's happening right now for these Nats this season. Amazing.
Yeah, so many guys have stepped up and filled in and taken a spot of a regular player and done really well. We've talked a lot about Wilmer Depot and Brian Goodwin and the job that they've done with Trey Turner out and multiple outfielders out at for the Nationals, for Goodwin to play left first and then center when Taylor went down. And, yeah, I mean, Edwin got a chance. He said when he was – we saw him when he was with the Orioles, and he thought if he didn't stay there, then he'd like another chance for the Nationals. He knew that they were short for starting pitching. He knew that Joe Ross was hurt. And so that was his next option when the Orioles designated him for assignment, and he didn't have options left to go to the minor leagues and was released. He always wanted to play for Dusty Baker. You know, and we saw him in Anaheim. It was, you know, a little bit of a different Edwin Jackson than we saw, adding the cutter. His velocity has been great, mid to upper 90s. And, you know, for Edwin, if he gets out of the first inning unscathed, he can be really, really tough. And I think he's given you more than anyone could have hoped for at this point. And, you know, especially with the injury to Strasburg, he being down and then you're losing Joe Ross to Tommy John surgery. You don't feel too worried about that spot in the rotation now.
It's impossible right now, Charlie Slows or anybody else, to predict when Bryce Harper is going to come back. But what was your reaction when you found out it was just a bone bruise? Listening to you on the call, it seemed like you thought what most of us thought.
Yeah.
As you were watching him laying, writhing in pain. And what do you think he's going to be able to give him when he does get back?
Well, I mean, I've decided that those instances are the hardest part of the job, doing play-by-play. People have asked, what's the hardest part? And you think of other things about preparation and the schedule. But I think that clinched it. You know, when one of your players goes down and he's rolling around in pain like that, and you have the other guys who've gone down in similar fashion and had, you know, debilitating injuries that have knocked them out for a year, and you're thinking, oh, gosh, I hope we're not here we go again. So to me, that was miraculous. And Bryce saying he's double-jointed in the knees and hips from the mother's side of his family, it was, to me, it was amazing. I mean, he called the fall epic, that even if it wasn't his knee, that he didn't injure something else, and they were still checking him the next day. I mean, the way he landed, that's a car wreck. And it was unbelievable. So to be just what it is, and, you know, bone bruises, you got to be careful, because if you come back too soon on them, I was just reading how you can develop a stress fracture. So they're going to make sure. It's hard to gauge a timetable. Wirtz injury has been a bone bruise and then turned out a hairline fracture, but it's the bone bruise that's lasted longer than anything else. And he's been out over 2 months. So, you know, let's hope that, you know, with Jason, it was small bones, the toe, the front part of the foot. which are difficult difficult bones to heal. Let's hope that it's not as long for Bryce.
There's also a 14-year age difference between the two. One who's at the end of his career, the other is in his prime.
Charlie Slow is presented by the 5-Star Cooling Experts at Crop Metcalf, a proud partner of the Washington Nationals. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit cropmetcalf.com to schedule your appointment today. Charlie, I want to ask you about Ryan Zimmerman. The first month and change, just incredible, obviously, for him. No one's going to sustain a 420, 11 homer pace through March and April, but scuffled in July to a 230 and early part of August, not really swinging it very well either. Now, all of a sudden, just looks like he's locked back in again. Are we about to see one of those Zim hot stretches?
I hope so. Dusty's been talking about it. You know, I think as long as he's healthy and you know, he isn't getting into a situation where he's chasing pitches. I mean, when he was really struggling the past year or two, they'd get him to chase pitches out of the zone, sliders. He was pressing. And as long as he doesn't press and, you know, gets back to swinging the pitches that he knows he can handle, I have no worries about him right now. It's been a tremendous season up to this point. I'm sure anybody, fans would have signed up for the numbers that he had in the first few months and for what he has now for an entire year. And, you know, he has a chance to hit 30 or more home runs. He's got a chance to drive in over 100 runs. You know, it could be, you know, maybe the second best, maybe close to the best year he's had in his career.
Charlie Slows can be heard tonight with Dave Jagler, 106.7 The Fan. And then they got a matinee in this here time slot. Take care of it, Charlie. Tomorrow, we are lucky to be leaving early.
We'll hand it off to you.
I will be going over to the ballpark to watch the game. Thanks, as always, for hopping aboard.
No problem, guys. See you tomorrow.
See you, buddy.
Love having Charlie on every single Tuesday. Scott McLuhan, general manager, Washington Redskins, up until just a few months ago, joins us. We're going to talk about football and football players with McLuhan. Spread the word. Do this. Send out a tweet. Text a buddy. Tell him. McLuhan on Grant and Danny, a rare radio appearance. He's only ever appeared right on this show.
How about that?
Previously, we'll get him back on at 1 to talk Skins next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.